What's good? What's good? We're back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. So we're going to get into a controversial one. This is a video with Senator Josh Hawley, who's one of my favorite politicians, and Senator Kennedy, I think it's John Kennedy, where they're grilling the NCAA about allowing biological men to compete in women's sports. Let's get into it.
This is your policy, which you will not defend because, frankly, it's indefensible. Why are you, Mr. Baker, why are you allowing biological men to play in women's sports? The only person who doesn't seem to bear any responsibility in this is you and the NCAA, who are the governing body.
Why don't you go to Amazon and buy a spine online and take a stand?
All right, y'all. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, whenever you're tuning in. I'm grateful to have you here, and we got a doozy today because two of my favorite senators, and many of y'all's as well, I'm sure, they're back in the building. God bless them, Missouri's Josh Hawley and Louisiana's John Kennedy. And if you've ever seen these two in action, you already know what's up. And today's no different because you're about to watch the NCAA president get absolutely grilled for failing to defend women's sports, for continuing to allow delusional fake women, aka biological men, giving them this free pass to be creeps and predators while the real girls are forced to sit on the sidelines and stop competing in the sports that they love and have trained their entire lives for. They're told that they have to find some other non-existent safe space or go to another restroom. Yeah, complete insanity, I know, and I can't believe that this lunacy is still going on, but we're darn sure going to keep exposing it for what it is. Evil, but I'll give the rest of my two cents on the back end after the video finishes rolling. Let's get it popping.
The NCAA exists in part to promote fair competition in collegiate sports, does it not? Yes. Could you speak in the mic for me?
Yes.
Okay. A transgender woman is a biological male. Is that correct?
Yes.
And a biological male is always going to have a physical and a physiological advantage competing in a collegiate sport against a biological female. Isn't that true?
There's not a lot of research on it, but it's certainly debatable.
It's debatable. It's debatable. See, here we go, man. This is the Aja Wilson bullshit. Thinking that a female in the WNBA could actually make it to the NBA. No. She wouldn't even make a college men's basketball team. The guy at the end of the bench on the NBA team will crush her in a one-on-one. I interview a lot of bare-knuckle fighters, and I guarantee none of the women in bare-knuckle would say they could get in there with any one of the guys in bare-knuckle. But let's keep it moving.
You think it's debatable?
I think it's debatable.
You don't think that a biological male has an advantage every time competing against a biological female? Is that your testimony?
No, I think defined the way you defined it, yes, I would agree with you.
So you agree with me?
Yes.
Okay. So why does the NCAA, why do you, your job is to promote fairness in collegiate sports. Yep. Why do you support allowing transgender women who are biological males to compete against non-transgender biological females?
Over the course of the past 2 years, five federal court cases involving this question, let me finish, five federal judges have all sided with participation as the standard. This is a very...
So you're saying you don't have a choice?
I'm saying that under the current dynamic, there is not clarity on this issue legally.
Well, why don't...
What does legality got to do with this? He just asked, why are you letting it happen? Not if it's legal, if it's illegal. That's how you dance around a question. Let's keep it moving.
You exhibit leadership and demonstrate leadership and provide clarity. If you agree with me...
Well, first of all,
the purpose of the NCAA is to promote fair competition. And if you agree with me that in every single instance, a biological male is going to have an unfair advantage over a biological female, then why don't you just say, look, in America you can be whomever you want to be. But in terms of fair competition in a collegiate sport, transgender women who are biological males are not going to be allowed to compete against non-transgender women who are biological female. Boom, done. Why don't you go to Amazon and buy a spine online and take a stand?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Baker, if I could just start with you. I confess I didn't understand your answer to Senator Kennedy's question about the safety of women in the sports of the NCAA overseas. Did you say the federal law requires the NCAA to permit biological men to play in women's sports?
No, I said there have been 5 cases in federal court in the past 18 months.
And okay, because I thought you told him that federal judges sided with participation. The reason the NCAA couldn't take a position on this, in fact, you have taken a position on it, you're affirmatively permitting biological men in women's sports. But you said to him it's because of federal law. There's no federal law that requires it, right? The relevant federal law is Title IX, is it not? You're familiar with Title IX.
If guidance on this issue from Title IX or guidance with respect to discrimination law would be
Title IX is already the law. Title IX says...
Federal judges have ruled on
it. It's 20 U.S.C. Section 1681A.
So his excuse is discrimination. So just say you don't care about fairness. Just say that. I mean.
Wait, let's just dispense with that canard. No federal court has ordered the NCAA to include biological men in women's sports, right?
Actually,
there's not a single case that has ordered the NCAA to do so, correct?
That's pretty much what they decided in the
Senate. No, don't say pretty much. This is... We're talking about the law here.
Yes,
and you,
I know.
And you actively dissembled to Senator Kennedy just a second ago. It's not true that the NCAA has been ordered by any court, number one. It's not true that federal law requires you to include biological males. In fact, Title IX explicitly says no person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be denied the benefits of any educational program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. You are in court at this moment arguing that Title IX doesn't apply to the NCAA, which is astounding to me, given the amount of money, federal money, the NCAA gets. But let me just ask you this.
Senator,
a total of 5 teams, 5 women's volleyball teams, Wyoming, Southern Utah, Utah State, Nevada, and Boise State, all had to forfeit 7 games in their conference play, NCAA conference play this past year. Women's teams. Because a biological male, under your rules, was playing on a rival's team. How is that not denying them the benefits of the sport? Why is this fair to women?
And when that issue went to federal court, the judge sided with participation.
No, the NCAA did not go to court.
No,
that is not true.
The federal judge made the decision with respect to the issue you just raised.
Your rules have not been tried in federal court. And your rules explicitly permit biological males in women's sports. And I am asking you, why is that fair to the women? All of these women on these teams had to forfeit games and therefore a chance to compete in the championship because of your rules. And I want to know, why is that protective of women? That's my question.
So far, the federal government on the court side has issued decisions several times.
No, I'm not asking.
This guy is pathetic, man. Like, what happened to people just answering questions nowadays? I mean, Kamala did that every time you tried to ask her a question. She would dance around it, never answer it. These people asked simple questions, straightforward questions, can never give you a straightforward answer, man. And that's how you know it's all lies.
about the courts. I know what the courts have done. Not one of them has ordered the NCAA. This is your policy, which you will not defend because, frankly, it's indefensible. Why are you, Mr. Baker, why are you allowing biological men to play in women's sports?
Because he's a weak man. That's why. He's a weak human being pandering to 1% or less than 1% of the population.
Because we believe that's consistent with federal policy.
So we're right back to your compelled. Your testimony is you believe you're compelled to do it by federal law. You would change it otherwise?
We believe our policy. I said in my opening comments to Senator Kennedy, the clarity on this issue at the federal level would be very helpful.
Oh, that is such a cop-out. In other words, somebody else, please do it for us. Keep sending us the money. We'll go to court and argue that Title IX doesn't even apply to us.
We do not take a dime in federal money. Not a dime.
Is that why you're arguing Title IX doesn't apply?
No, yes, part of it, yes.
You honestly think you shouldn't be subject to Title IX?
We don't believe we currently are in court. Federal court has
amazing.
Federal court is affirmed.
Absolutely amazing. You have a pending lawsuit right now from female athletes who are suing you because you allow biological men not only in their sports but also in their locker rooms. Why do you do that, by the way? Why do your guidelines allow biological men into women's locker rooms without the women's consent? Without the women's foreknowledge? Why do you do that?
That's not what our guidelines say.
They do say that. I've got them right here. Your guidelines say that transgender student athletes should be able to use the locker room, shower, and toilet facilities in accordance with their gender identity. And here they are, right here. And
Man, see, I've heard enough, and I got a lot to say about this. First of all, let me say this. I blame feminism for transgenderism. Feminists have always been very, manipulative, convincing like other groups of people that they're fighting for the same thing. Feminists have convinced black women and the civil rights movement that they're fighting for the same thing. They've convinced transgenders, gays, that they're all fighting for the same thing. So I blame feminism for pushing this transgenderism. So any feminist in sports are really to blame for biological males competing in sports. Because if you notice, it's one-sided. There's no biological women that will ever compete in males' professional sports or high school or college in my lifetime. They won't make the cuts. I'm sorry. Call me sexist. They won't make the cuts. They won't even make the team. That's why you don't see biological women trying out for men's sports, because they won't even make it. This is a one-sided argument. And then the hypocrisy of liberals. They sit there and the whole argument to try to win president this year was women's rights, abortions. Liberals don't care about women's rights. They're the ones pushing this. They're the ones promoting this. They're the ones coddling these people when they're literally competing against biological women and dominating them in sports, allowing them to go in the locker rooms. I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy. I don't agree with biological men competing with women in sports. I don't agree with biological men in women's bathrooms. Even though feminists brought this on themselves, they pushed for this. It's their fault. But at the same time, it doesn't make it right. It is crazy. And these men that got to go compete with women in women's sports are weak. They can't compete with men. They can't make the cuts on the men's team. So they use this to their advantage so they could go compete and feel good about themselves, so they could try to validate some athletic ability that they don't even have. So, you know, this is a rabbit's hole that was opened up. You're not going to be able to close it. Now you got men in prison identifying as women, going to the women's prison, knocking up women, raping women in the women's prison. This is what feminism gets you. This is what y'all wanted. Y'all wanted feminism? You got it. You got to take transgenderism along with it because you convinced transgenders that it's the same movement as feminism. This is what y'all get, man. It's going to get worse. Unless Trump steps up and does something about it, it's going to get worse. You're going to see more men competing in women's sports, dominating women's sports, and they're going to be breaking all the records in women's sports. And I guarantee if more men start competing in women's college basketball or the WNBA, this whole Aja Wilson competing against guys in the NBA will be shut down like that. You'll come back to reality. You'll get rid of the delusion. And it's going to get to a point where, you know, there's going to be a lot of protesting with this. You're going to see a lot of female athletes protesting this because it's just going to get worse. More men that can't compete against men are going to go compete against women so they could feel some power over them, I guess. They could try to validate the athletic ability that they don't even really have. This is crazy, man. And shouts out to Josh Hawley, one of my favorites. He's always going in on cats with this unrealistic, delusional BS. And the guy that's running the NCAA is a little weakling, man. He's a weak-minded human being who's pandering to a small percentage of the population. So this is something I would never support and I would never accept. I'm sorry, a man can't become a woman and a woman can't become a man. Case closed. The laws of nature dictate that, not mankind. We don't dictate everything in society like we think we do. I heard enough, man, on this one, man. I could go on about this topic and this subject for days. Peace, and I'm out.